You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. State Bank of India intends to reach first milestone in its journey to make YONO an app for every Indian in March 2023 by onboarding 100 million customers. Chairman Dinesh Khara told FE in an interview, the lender hopes to mobilize rupees 1 trillion worth of assets through the mobile app this year, compared with rupees 62,000 crore in FY22. SBI today has 450 million customers, while YONO's customer base stands at 52.5 million. About 65% of the bank's fresh liabilities were sourced through YONO last year. SBI is also evaluating a buy now, pay later product offering. On SBI's new operation support subsidiary, the chairman said it will help the lender to better sweat its presence in rural India. Moving on, the Binance Wazirex feud escalated on Monday with the former removing the off-chain fund transfer channel between the two. Patrick Hillman, Chief Communications Office Binance, said in an official communique that Binance will cease to support off-chain fund transfers between Wazirex Exchange and Binance via the login with Binance option. Users will still be able to deposit and withdraw balances via the standard withdrawal and deposit process between Binance and Wazirex. Off-chain transactions are those occurring on a crypto network which move the value outside of the blockchain. Due to their zero or low cost, these transactions are becoming popular, especially among large participants. These transactions often do not attract a transaction fee and were popular among the investors on the exchange. Now, some news related to telecom industry. The country's second largest telecom operator, Bharti Airtel's net profit declined 20% quarter-on-quarter to rupees 1,607 crore during the April-June quarter, missing street estimates. As per a regulatory filing on Monday, the company's consolidated revenues on a sequential basis was up 4% at rupees 32,805 crore, beating estimates. Bharti's consolidated EBITDA beat estimates at rupees 16,604 crore and was up 4% compared to the preceding quarter, aided by tariff hikes undertaken by the company. EBITDA margin expanded to 50.6% against 49.1% in the preceding quarter. The company's India revenues was also up 3.64% sequentially to rupees 23,319 crore, while mobile revenues were up 3.42% quarter-on-quarter to rupees 18,220 crore. In a separate development, the Goods and Services Tax Council will likely meet in September instead of August as planned earlier to consider the base on which 28% GST will be levied on casinos and online gaming. This is because a group of ministers reviewing taxation of these activities is yet to submit its report. Another GOM tasked with making recommendations on setting up GST tribunals in each state will also take more time to finalize its report, sources told FE. The ministerial panel on casinos, racecourses, and online gaming met on July 23rd in Bengaluru to understand various aspects of racing and on July 24th in Goa to get an industry perspective on taxation of casinos. Earlier, the GOM has been given time till August 10th to submit its final report. Meanwhile, after consistently setting new records for 6 years in a row, India's kharif crop output is likely to witness a significant fall in the current year, owing to a big drop in paddy sowing area and marginal decline in area under pulses. As of Monday, sowing of summer crops was 3% below the year-ago level, with the fall in paddy area being close to 13%. Area under paddy in West Bengal, the largest rice-producing state, was down 41% on year. Paddy sowing has been hit mainly because of severe deficiency in monsoon rainfall against the benchmark in key states Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, and West Bengal. Now some sports-related news. India's 200-plus contingent competing in 16 sporting disciplines has delivered a splendid, if not awe-inspiring, performance at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. Significantly, the gold medals won at this event go beyond the traditional bastions of shooting, which was excluded this time, weightlifting and wrestling that account for just under half of India's tally. Indian athletes struck gold also in lawn bowls, besides showcasing their tremendous talent and technique to win in boxing, table tennis, and badminton. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.